Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
So let's look at Matthew 18:18 and talk about this a minute, and then we'll close. See, our level of victory is equal to our level of surrender. So that means when the Holy Ghost speaks to us, we got to see that there's a stronghold there. We got to see that there's been a fortress built. And we've got to be willing to surrender to allow God to take care of it. God said He's going to give us keys to the kingdom. Amen? So part of the keys to the kingdom is this scripture right here, and it's about prayer. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We need to watch what we're speaking. Amen? Jesus is talking about power in prayer. So if I bind something and I loose it, then that means it's going to take place, not only on earth, but in heaven. The principalities and powers in high places. So oftentimes we've got to know that our level of surrender is going to be with that level of victory. So we do that. We can learn the Word of God, and we can learn it and learn it and learn it. And after so many years, you're going to recognize the false, and you're going to cast that imagination down. You're going to cast that thought down immediately as a soldier of God and not walk in that because you're going to recognize it. It's like I read a story about a bank teller. She was new. She went into and they had to go through all this training. And the lady said, if you take any counterfeit bills, her manager said, if you take counterfeit bills, then you're going to have to make it good. She's like, well, how am I going to know the difference? I've never done this before. And she's like, don't worry, I'll show you. And she had her count money all the time. And she kept worrying, and she would worry days after days after days after days. And so finally her manager said, look, it's going to be okay. You've seen enough of the real ones. Now go do your job. You're going to recognize the fake.
Amen.
I don't have to teach you what a fake $20 bill looks like. I don't have to teach you what it looks like. Because if you see enough of the real deal, you're going to recognize it. You get in that word. You get a thought that comes to you. You're going to know that it's the counterfeit, and you're going to cast it down. It's not going to build over your life. You're going to say, I'm taking it back. I'm taking back what the devil stole from me. You're going to bind it up, and you're going to loose the Word of God on that thing, and it's going to have to go. Amen?
Amen.
It's that simple.
Amen.
You're going to know the real after you get that Word. So years and years and years of knowing the Word is going to enable you to be more successful in this. But also, you can bind and loose. Because there's some things we don't know what the Word is saying. We might be in an emergency situation. And we might have thoughts running through our mind like crazy, but you know what you need to do, and you need to speak it out loud. If you don't know what to do, I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. And I loose anger, I loose frustration, I loose disappointment in the name of Jesus. And guess what? That thing can't hold on you. Because guess what? You've surrendered that to God. We are a fleshly being. We are a three-part being. We are body, mind, and spirit. Amen? Our body is our flesh body. Then we have our soul. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. We are body, soul, spirit. Our body is our flesh body. Our spirit is what is regenerated when we are born again. And the Holy Ghost brings and makes our spirit alive, that which was dead because of the fall of man.
Yes.
But then we have a soul. And that is what oftentimes you'll read in the Bible where Paul's talking about his flesh and not walking in the flesh. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Those are the three things that you need to realize are not regenerated. Your body's corruptible as well, but it'll be swallowed up in incorruption at the rapture or the coming of Christ or whenever the resurrection comes. Amen? But your mind, will, and emotions are what tries to govern your life. That's what you're warring against. You can't deliver yourself. But you know what you can do? Surrender to God.
Yeah.
We want to say, I'm going to cast out that critical spirit. I'm going to cast out that controlling spirit. I'm going to cast out that anger. Well, guess what? That's an attitude. That's a manifestation of the soul of somebody. They got a stronghold. Now, are y'all still with me? We're building on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got a stronghold going on. Because when something happens to her in this way, or when something happens to him in this way, woo, I know they're going to act like that. That's a reaction in the flesh. From the time we're small, Circumstances that happen to us affect the strongholds that Satan tries to build in our life. I want you to realize that. Every one of us have been through different circumstances. But let me tell you where God wants you to go tonight. He wants you to stop living out of your soul. He wants you to stop living what your mind's telling you, because your mind is an enemy against God. It's not regenerated yet. We're supposed to live out of our spirit and feed off the Word of God, which is alive. Surrender. We're supposed to live a life of surrender. Your soul don't want to surrender tonight. Your soul wants its way. It wants to go to bed at a certain time. It don't want to be put out. And your soul takes an account and has a detailed computerized list of anything and anybody that has hurt you. Because if I could ask you, someone who's made you mad in your life, boom, you already thought about them, right? Pretty much. But if I said, think about somebody who's done some really good things for you, might take you a minute, because we can always think of the negative for some reason. That old mind keeps up with it all. And it's trying to defeat you from going into your promised land. So God is not wanting you to live through your mind, will, and emotions, but He's wanting to show you through these scriptures of binding and loosing and of what a stronghold is, so you can live in victory. So you can understand that the pain that you are going through because of your past experiences, that the pain that you're going through because you have needs in your life that are unmet and you can get bitter and feel rejected, the pain that you go through because of the suffering that you had to go through as a child, let me tell you something. If we surrender to God and we're not living anymore for the soul, man, then how can we live in those things anymore and live a victorious life for Christ? I'm asking you tonight. How can I mully grub, if that's a word, with what happened to me 25 years ago and walk in defeat in that area of my life when Christ has already shed His blood on the cross, and He's saying, if you would surrender to me, my daughter, if you would surrender to me, my son, I'm going to bring the resurrection power that you need. But you got a stronghold in your mind and you won't let go and receive what I've called you to receive. You bind it and you loose it tonight. I'm telling you, it works. You've been struggling with something in your heart and in your life. You've been struggling with an enemy. You've been struggling with some thoughts. You've been having some pain about your past and think you're never going to get through it. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. Don't walk in defeat any longer. Christ has already given you the keys. You don't have to mully around like you got one foot nailed to the floor. Well, this is just the way that I am. Bless God. Well, I'll never be able to go any further than I am right now because I've been walking this way for 20 years and I guess it's just the plan of God. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. It's time you tell that soul, hey, you don't have to walk in depression anymore. Christ paid the price. Amen. It don't matter if you didn't have fair things happen to you growing up. Let's grow up. Let's get up. Let's go. Let's go for a ride. Let's get on the Holy Ghost roller coaster and say, I'm going to hold my hands up and I'm going to know that no matter what I go through, God's going to catch me when I'm down, and I'm not going to be down for the counting, devil, because I'm taking that territory back. I might have walked in anger half my life, but guess what? I'm not going to walk in anger anymore, devil, because my soul surrendered to God. I'm not going to feel the pain of rejection anymore because my soul surrendered to God. I'm not going to have a stronghold anymore that's going to cause me to walk in anger, that's going to cause me to walk in unforgiveness, that's going to cause me to walk in turmoil, and I can't cast the devil out because there's no devil in there. There's just a mean, ugly mind and soul that's wanting to hold on, that's wanting to rob me, that's wanting to rob you from your inheritance that God has paid for, bought and paid for by His blood, went and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and resurrected so you could live an overcoming life. And we're selling it short because we're choosing to live in our past. Pity, pity, pity party. No more. Somebody just say it out loud. No more.
No more.
In the name of Jesus, I'm taking it back, by God. And even though I went through all that stuff, I'm going to tell you, when I come in contact with someone who's went through it, I'm going to reach down and grab them out of the very pits of hell. And then I'm going to turn around and laugh in the devil's face. Because everything you went through is just producing an anointing in you to bring deliverance to somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Are you going to walk in it, though? So we got to surrender. Your level of surrender equals your level of victory. Thank you, Lord. We can't be delivered from ourselves. We say when we get up in the morning, I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. All the thought patterns you've dealt with in your life, I want to challenge you tonight to raise to a new level in the Holy Ghost. To raise to a new level in God. He said you're seated in heavenly places. Let's put ourselves there when we wake up in the morning. Yes. Because it's not by anything we've done, it's by what He's done.
Amen.
Let's learn to lean on who He is and the grace that's sufficient for that day.
Amen.
And as you bind your mind to the mind of Christ, all of those repetitive thought patterns, those pains, and everything that the devil likes to bring up and work through your soul, man, your emotions, your mind, I'm bound. My mind is bound to the mind of Christ, and I loose depression. You have no authority over me. And I'm going to tell you something. I've experienced it. I will pray that way when I'm struggling with something. I'll go to bed at night, and I'll wake up, and my mind will be as clear as a bell.
Amen.
As clear as a bell.
Yeah.
Not because of anything I did, but it's your level of surrender. If there's issues in your life that you've heard from for years, I want to challenge you to bind some things up and to loose the Spirit of God on them and to loose those things from your life. If it's rejection, whatever it is, bind on the love of God. Bind on that God is, that you are accepted in the Beloved, and loose rejection, whatever it is. Apply the blood of Christ to your life every day and know that you are covered. Know that you have an enemy, and it's mainly looking at yourself in the mirror every morning. It's time we stop trying to cast the devil out of everything and get surrendered. I want you to be aware of your greatest enemy tonight. And I want you to be aware that the enemy we talk about all the time, he's been defeated. He's under our feet. What's the enemy we really fight in the morning? What's the enemy we fight? Mind, will, emotions. Jesus. Bind yourself to the truth of God's Word and loose wrong beliefs from you. You're having issues with that. Loose wrong beliefs. Bind yourself. Bind your will to His will.
Yes.
How many of you? We got a will. Wants to do our own thing. We can do good things and it not be godly and get us in trouble. Bind your will to His will. Loose wrong beliefs, attitudes, patterns of thinking. Loose self-centeredness. And just say, Lord, I bind my mind to You and I loose all of the layers that my soul has constructed that's contrary to Your Word so I can walk in Your power. I loose my feet. I bind my feet to Your Word to walk it out. Stuff like that. Sound funny? Try it. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Is the things of the kingdom easy? But when you think about it, that's not hard. We're destroyed because of lack of knowledge. When you know what the Word says and you can walk it out, it's not hard. Loose those things. Loose the bondages. Loose the things that you've accepted as truth that are lies.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shipping. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.